It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Upstate New York covers a lot of territory. Basically, anything outside of New York City is considered upstate New York. From the Adirondacks to the Thousand Islands, there's a lot to see in the Empire State. We've asked our intrepid travel contributor, Elaine LaBaum, to scope out the central New York region for us, specifically the Finger Lakes. Elaine LaBaum is a contributing editor for Pop City and tweets under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, welcome back to Studio A.
Great to be here.
Okay, New Girl. Upstate New York, it covers a lot of territory. Seeing as how it has a southern border with Pennsylvania and a northern border with Canada, can you break it down for us?
Well, hard to do. It's a big place. And I will say I have driven it from west to east more than once on trips to Boston or to Vermont. And you're right. Everything north of New York City. So you've got Westchester County, where the Clintons have called home now. You've got the Albany area, Saratoga Springs, lovely places, heading west toward Syracuse and all the way out to Buffalo. But I think what we do want to focus on, as you mentioned, is the Finger Lakes region, and that's fairly close to southwestern Pennsylvania in terms of an area that you'd want to access. There's lots of arts and recreation there, and it's an easy trip from Pittsburgh.
Staying closer to easy for me to say, western Pennsylvania.
Right.
Clue us in on the Finger Lakes region in western New York State. Is this close to heaven for the outdoor set?
Well, you know, I think so. And again, let me go over the geography a little bit. You're talking about 11 lakes. They seem to represent fingers on a north-south axis.
Thus the name.
Exactly. And the ones, excuse me, hard for me to say, that you may have heard of, Cayuga Lake, Seneca Lake, Kinesis Lake, Canandaigua Lake. Those are the names that you hear a little bit more often. And, I mean, in addition to the lakes, you've got great waterfalls. You've got wonderful parks, state parks there. You've got these really quaint small villages. You can do everything there. Hike, bike, sail, canoe, fish, raft.
Now, a lot of people, pardon me for jumping in, but a lot of people know New York for Lake Placid. Is that one of the Finger Lakes?
To my knowledge, it is not. No, I believe that's in a different geographic area.
Gotcha. Okay. People like me get confused about that, so thank you for clarifying.
There actually are a lot of lakes in upper New York State. As we said, it's a large area. But in terms of getting some really good information, go to fingerlakes.org. That is the tourism engine for the region, and it breaks it down for you really, really well. One thing I will mention is that there's a neat trail called the Outlet Trail between Cayuga and Seneca Lakes. And for outdoors folks, I think that's a good choice and one that you'd want to check out.
And I hear that the Finger Lakes region is also a big deal when it comes to wine, which means that there must be some good food there too. And you, my foodie friend, have surely scoped this out.
I have. In this case, I have actually scoped out the wine more than the food, I will admit. It's an area where they tend to grow some of the sweeter grapes. So what you'll see more is the Chardonnay, Riesling, Gewürztraminer, a Pinot Noir. Actually, a couple of the oldest wineries in the country are there. They date to the 1860s and 70s. The Onondaga Vineyard, Pleasant Valley Wine Company. This is a very old established wine region. But the names you need to know now, I'll give you sort of my Fab Five. Swedish Hill Winery, Glenora Wine Cellars, Hunt Country Vineyards, Chateau Lafayette Renault, and Wagner Vineyards. Now, with any list of Fab Five, it's going to be open to discussion and interpretation, but I think many would agree that these are the vineyards that you'd probably put at the top of your list to check out on any sort of a self-guided wine tour. There are several wine trails around Seneca and Cayuga Lakes. One restaurant tip I'll give you, Restaurant Suzanne in Lodi, New York. It's a charming French bistro. Get your wine. Go enjoy it at Restaurant
Suzanne.
Oh, that
sounds good.
There you go.
The Corning Museum of Glass is also in this neck of the woods. What can you tell us about it?
Well, yeah, this is a great place. And it's funny, my husband visited the Corning Museum of Glass when he was a kid, and he still raves about it. It's one of the coolest things he did when he was a kid. And he did have a spirit of childhood. So it certainly rates. 40,000 objects representing 3,500 years of glass. Neat thing is that they renovated the museum in 2001. So there's a lot of new stuff, even though the museum's I don't know, decades old. But there's a contemporary glass gallery. There's a hot glass demonstration stage. And you can actually take classes in blown glass there as well. There's a glass market there. So in terms of museum stores, this has to be one of the best museum stores in the country, 18,000 square feet. It's huge. It's got great stuff. If you're anywhere near there, you should absolutely visit the Corning Museum of Glass.
Talking with Elaine LaBaum, our travel contributor, about upstate New York. And in upstate New York, the boys of summer, no doubt flocking to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown right about now. What, or should I say, who will they find there?
Well, I want you to know, Paul, that I have a question for you today. Who are the first five people inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame, my sports friend?
I'm going to write it down right now. Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm asking you,
Dino.
I
have to do it right now? Okay. Babe Ruth.
Yes.
Ty Cobb.
Yes.
Let's see who else.
The other three are tougher. Nope.
No. Jimmy Fox.
Nope.
Cy Young.
Nope.
Wow.
See, the first two are so easy.
I know.
Honus Wagner, Christy Mathewson, Walter Johnson, and now you're just kicking yourself.
I should be banned from Pittsburgh for not knowing Honus Wagner. All right.
But it's a great place. These great brick buildings. You have the plaque gallery. You have to see that. The second floor has all the artifacts and an exhibit called The Game. The records room is for stats junkies. And, you know, they've got this other area called Sacred Ground that goes over all the different baseball parks, including some of the oldest and best. So, yeah, this is the time of year that you want to visit Cooperstown. Hey, let's go, Bucks.
Yeah. Cy Young's won, 500 games. He wasn't in the first Hall of Fame. Okay,
fine. 300 guys are in there, and I'm sure that their families would all tell you that they deserve to be first.
Yes. All right, very quickly, other can't-miss experiences in upstate New York.
I'll just leave you with one more, and that's the Glimmer Glass Festival, formerly known as the Glimmer Glass Opera. It's got a great lakeside theater. They put on four different operas every summer. If you can catch that, absolutely do, even if you're not an opera buff.
Elaine LaBaume is a contributing editor for Pop City. She tweets under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. That's why we call her the New Girl. And she is, of course, our travel contributor. Elaine, thanks as always
being
with us.
Happy to be here.
Thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. And we welcome your comments and story ideas at ESS.PGH@WESA.FM. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This is 90.5 WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR news station.